Since this is about hypnotic fantasy, I'd like you to begin by imagining the fantasy of being hypnotized. You're sitting in a firm, comfortable seat in the familiar office of your friend, the hypnotist. You've been very curious about the experience of being hypnotized, and your friend has been teaching you all sorts of things about it. You look forward to learning more. You've told your friend about a nightmare you keep having, a scene in a dream where you're running from danger, and the harder you try to escape, the more your legs slow until it feels like you're running through molasses, unable to escape. Your friend has promised to help you with this dream. Now, as you relax a little deeper in your seat, and close your eyes and breathe in the comforting sense of this place you know so well, you can already feel yourself beginning to let go. Already anticipate how the rhythm and cadence of his voice can guide you into deep, deep hypnosis. You brush your fingers along the soft upholstery of the chair, and just that momentary sensation sends a tingle racing all across your skin that sinks into your muscles and begins to turn into the familiar transition softly and smoothly into trance. Can you imagine how in just a few moments you will be deeply and completely hypnotized? Your eyes will droop completely closed, and your mind will drift down, and your body will relax completely as you open yourself to the friendly voice that guides your thoughts into the world of wonders that wait inside the space that you keep going deeper within with every visit into breathlessly delicious deep trance now. And with a deep breath, you open your eyes and show that you are ready to be hypnotized now. He tells you to listen, take a deep breath, and relax. Good. Already ready for deep trance now as you listen. Take a deep breath and relax. Hypnosis is the easiest thing in the world, and trance is a natural part of our daily rhythms. And you become a better and better hypnotic subject every time you listen. Take a deep breath and relax. That's right. And you might like to imagine that you're running, feet on the ground in an effortless stride, dashing across scenery that changes as you turn, deeper and deeper as you breathe and descend and discover new places to go as you seek and explore, already finding those secrets inside as you listen. Take a deep breath and relax now, and slipping ever deeper into deep trance now as you listen. Take a deep breath and relax. And you might like to imagine that you're walking, exploring the maze of the depths of your mind, every twist, every turn, into deep trance now, curiosity building the deeper you go. You can always take a moment to examine what's around the next corner, and the next, and the next. And the next. And the next. And every time you hear me say the words deep trance now, you will slip quickly and easily even deeper into hypnosis than before. And each and every time you hear me say the words deep trance now, you will slip quickly and easily, even deeper into hypnosis than before. Turn one more corner into deep trance now. Very good. We are going to talk about your nightmares, your night fears, scary things that excite you and make your heart race, your pulse pound, your breath catch. There's something compelling about being scared that draws you back again and again. There's something you can't escape. Sometimes you have this dream where you can't escape. There's something after you. Maybe something you can't quite see, can't quite name, don't quite know what will happen if it catches you. You just know that your heart is racing, your pulse is pounding, your breath catches in your throat. You're almost just about to be caught, racing to get away. And then you discover that thing that happens in nightmares. The harder you try to get away, the less effective your efforts become. Your feet slow until it feels like you're running through molasses, quicksand. Your arms pushing the danger away become weaker and weaker. Even your will to resist becomes weaker and weaker the harder you try to escape. You know that the more you try, the closer you get to giving in, to letting it take you. And in that moment, when you fully experience the futility of your efforts to resist, you realize that this is exactly the same as trying to resist a hypnotic suggestion. The harder you try to resist, the slower and weaker and more passive you become. Slower and weaker and more passive, more accepting. The more you try to resist your hypnotic suggestions, the more you try to resist my hypnotic suggestions. And you can just begin to admit to yourself, so far down in deep trance now, that it's because you want to give in, to surrender, to be caught. It turns you on. And you can wake with a hot knowledge of that secret arousal burning like a flame inside of you, caught by it completely, ravished and overwhelmed by the admission you can't escape. You don't want to escape. Or you can turn your conscious mind away from the knowledge and let it smolder inside you, eating away at your resistance further from within. But you know that you can't resist the need to come back right here to deep trance now. And wake with that on the count of five. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Wide awake. Wide awake.